just before 4 p.m., we heard the first explosion. It was a car bomb at the Palestine Hotel, which is one of the Baghdad landmarks, probably about 4 or 5 kilometers from where we are. Very quickly after that, we were on our roof looking at the plume of smoke. There was a second explosion at the Babylon Hotel, which is just across the Tigris River from the U.S. Embassy. From past experience, we know that when there are one or two attacks, there's likely to be a third, and within a couple of minutes, there's a lot of shooting on the street just outside where we are. Now, what's transpired is that a couple of guys with weapons have opened up on guards outside the Humra Hotel in downtown Baghdad, which has been home to journalists and government workers, NGOs for the past 6 years. It's been celebrated as almost a Baghdad icon. There was a lot of gunfire. Kurdish Peshmerga soldiers opened up on those guys, as did the guards from inside the Humra. There was a lot of gunfire directed at the Humra Hotel, and the guards fought a retreat. And as they retreated, a van came along what was now an empty street, a white van with a red light on its roof. It breached the perimeter of the Humra Hotel, got 70 meters inside it, and detonated. And the carnage that is resulting from that is quite a sight to behold.
A close call for you personally, Martin.
A very close call. As I stand here talking to you, I look at houses either side of me, which are destroyed. We look at the Humra, which is only 100 meters from us. It's not inhabitable anymore. What remains of the Baghdad Press Corps is either injured or is moving out because it is not fit to stay there anymore. It was a truly frightening experience. There was a lot going on. It was like a disaster exploding, unfolding, I should say, in slow motion. And it just underscores how lethal this place still remains.
Any word at this stage, Martin, who is responsible for these attacks?
Well, over the last 6 months, we've seen a series of these coordinated attacks. The last three have targeted government ministries, and they've all involved a fair bit of thought and planning. This is not random. This was coordinated, and the way that the gates of the Humra were breached, and a van got inside, almost within 30 meters of the lobby of the hotel itself, clearly shows a degree of coordination. And when we talk about something as sophisticated as that, the suspicion always falls back on the usual suspects, that being Al-Qaeda in Iraq, the Sunni insurgency, or what remains of it, and those who are looking to disrupt the election in 2 months' time, which is seen as a crucial milestone of any achievement in nation building over the last 4 years. So I think without knowing anything, none of us do at this point, but the finger of suspicion would point at the usual suspects.